Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God, our living God, our mighty God, our friend, our Savior, our Father, is returning soon. I love Him. I love the Lord our God. He's worthy of all of our praise. Worship can show you more of God. When you worship Him, you learn things that you can't learn any other way. Worship is an expression of faith. Why would you worship somebody you didn't believe in? When you're in His presence suggests to you that He is all-powerful. Not just that He's all-powerful, but He's all-powerful in your case. In His presence, you feel different than you do aside from His presence. That's why I always say, follow the peace. The peace of God was defined to me by God as fellowship. We have fellowship with Him, and I love Him. That fellowship is peace. When I spend time with the Lord, I look at it as a privilege. When I pray, when I spend time in prayer, and most of the time in the whole day, my thoughts are on the Lord. And I ask Him questions. And a lot of times I'm doing other things. And I have a job where I have to concentrate. But when I lay down at night, my day is over, I'm laying down, I take time and pray. And I ask Him, Lord, what do you want to talk about? Sometimes it's good to just see, what is it you want to say? What do you want to talk about? And sometimes to get it started, I say, is there a scripture? And sometimes He'll give me a scripture, and then we'll dialogue about that scripture. The difference between a man's success, not knowing God, having success or failure is knowing God. Daniel said, those that do know the Lord their God will be strong and do exploits. And that's what I want to do. I want to be strong, and I want to do exploits. But that's not why I want to get to know the Lord. It's fun to get to know the Lord. It's fun to see what He's going to say. It's literally fun. I enjoy Him. I'm curious about Him. I get excited about conversating with Him. Sometimes a message will come to me or a teaching, and I say, Lord, this is good. Sometimes even a vision or a dream. I said, Lord, and He gave me revelation. I love when that happens. It's fun, folks. To me, prayer is not like working. It's not like stacking bricks. And many full-time pastors are in a position to spend the whole day with the Lord talking to Him. And that time is spent worrying about the people and what they're doing. And I learned something about that. And what I'm going to say, I'm not being cold, but I learned not to worry about people and their choices. I focus more on giving them information so they can make the best ones. And then they'll have to receive it, believe it, and act on it. And I can only assist them to a certain point, and I understand that. But I long to see them do it and act on it and live healthy lives. I long for that. I love it when that happens. But I decided a long time ago I'm not going to worry about anybody for any reason. My worry don't help them. Worry is a reducer. And it can... Just like the lust of other things entering in, it said the lust of other things entering in and the cares, concerns of this world chokes the word, and then you become unfruitful. People are going to make sound decisions, and I wish they wouldn't. I try to steer them from it, but they do it anyway. So I asked the Lord, how can I help? I'm learning all these wonderful things and truths and how life works. And I try to share it, and I think I get on people's nerves sometimes, and I probably do. But I'm not going to stop enjoying the part that God gave me because you won't listen to him. But I love you and I care about you and I want you to. I'm not saying that you wouldn't listen to the Lord. As we obey the Lord, as we do his word, we get to know him. And that's where our life comes from. Things go wrong in the lives of all people because we're born in this world, which is a fallen world, but God loves the people of this world enough to die for everybody born on the planet that loved that of the seed of Adam. He died for his creation because he loves us, but he put us in a position to choose, just like he did. If you want to understand the Lord, you have to look at Adam. Adam chose. He had to choose the way of life and reject the way of darkness. God, that was the position God was in, but God only chose the light. He hates the darkness. He rejected it in every form. One scripture said that Jesus is the Lamb slain from the foundations of the earth. The Lord knew that sin could happen. And in case it did, Jesus was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. The Lord had this plan long before he made the earth itself. And he made it in the beginning. So, when we look at what God is doing, the only way we can be strong and help people for real is to look to him. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. What's inside your body? Inside your body is your spirit, man. That's the core of you. And also your mind. That's the soul of you. And then your body encapsulates your whole being. If your whole being is full of light, it includes your body. And I've heard many times that Christian people, you know, Jesus said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It's the weakest part, but it doesn't have to stay that way. And people excuse the flesh to be contrary for the rest of their life, but it doesn't have to be that way. The flesh, your body, and your mind, your soul can desire wrong. But your mind can be renewed, and your body can be brighter by the Spirit. And your body can get used to the things of God. And your hands won't steal, your feet won't run to evil activity, and your mind won't drift into outer darkness. And the enemy will still try to give you evil thoughts. And you'll rebuke them. You'll quench the fiery darts. You'll do what the word said. You'll quench the fiery darts of the enemy. And you have to be strong to do it. And people around you don't always get on board as fast as you like. But that doesn't mean that they don't have hope. Our speed of transformation depends on how much we receive God's word and keep it and then do it. So if I worry about you, it's going to take strength to worry about you. I'm not being mean when I say I don't worry about people for any reason. I determine not to do it. When I hear bad news, what did Jesus say about hearing an evil report? He said, be anxious for nothing. So I'm anxious for nothing, for no reason. I don't have to be anxious. And the proverb said, don't be afraid of sudden fear. If you're afraid of something, you put yourself subject to it. And I don't have to be subject to any form of fear, whether it's quick or whether it happened over a long time. But I can be full of the life of God in every case and do all that's in his heart. And I can reject the things that's not of God. All the logic and the thought processes that's not of God. And even if I knew about your devastating problem, there's nothing I can do in one day, in most cases, to solve it. So worrying, the strength that it would take, I can keep it and then ask the Lord, how do I help my friend? How do I help If I was a pastor, how do I help the people in the church that depend on me, that look to me for help? And then the Lord would tell me how to help them. Sometimes people try to help the wrong way. They overdo it. See, when you're raising children, you can't get them out of all their situations. They'll have weak muscles to get. It's like faith. My pastor said, if you don't use your faith, you'll have weak faith muscles. You learn to use faith by doing it yourself. I can't do a person's work for them. I can't go and rescue them every time they get in trouble, every time they bump their toe, every time they run out of money. If I did, they'll keep doing it. Even the proverb said, if you help a fool, you have to help them again, because they won't develop muscles of their own, so to speak. If you're around enough lazy people, they always figure out a way to get other people to do what they're supposed to do, to be doing. And their bodies get weaker and weaker because they become clever at getting other people to do what they're supposed to be doing. And their bodies get soft. And they don't, you know, I've seen this too many times. When I walk through the shop, somebody say, hand me this, hand me that. Or check this out on all data for me. I said, you can go in there and do it. I stopped doing it. Because they don't want to do it. I'm not going to do their job. You're getting paid to do your own job. What happens when I'm off? Are you going to shut everything down and wait till I come back? It's the same thing with everybody. And it's important. It's important for people to do their own work. And then they'll develop like they're supposed to. And they'll start solving problems. When worrying about it will take away all that. But we live by the strength of God. If people will only ask the Lord their questions, they can solve their problems. And if you don't understand how this life works, all you got to do is resort to the Word. When you look to the Lord, your whole body will be full of light. Looking to the Lord requires studying the Word of God, a healthy intake of the Word of God. And the best time to do that is when nothing's wrong. Solve the problems in your life and grow from glory to glory. No problem. It's not hard. It's a blessing. It's a privilege. Prayer is my privilege. And I love the Lord my God and King. I love spending time with him, and I love learning about him. There's so many wonderful things I want to know, and I'm going to learn. And I continue to learn from the Lord, and it's good. Now, I'm out of time. This is a short one. But the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Get to know him. Draw near to him. He'll draw near to you. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.